beginning of Elozman, just to read off maybe some nekudas which are to get to El. What is the avoida of El? Most things in during the year, it's very bar what the avoida is. Come to Sukkot, so you know he's supposed to build the sukkah, eat in the sukkah, shakal aluv, talaminim, Pesach is maso, chirus, avoida of chirus, kabbalat haTorah by Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah is kabbalat haMol Shamayim, Yom Kippur is tshuva. What? There's me tshuva, tshuva. What's El? What's the avoid of El? So Shlomo Zalman used to say that Elul is actually not the name of the month came up when they came from Bavel. And he says if you look at the Targum by the Lashon of the Meraglim, it says Ve'alulu Nesaro. They checked out, they scouted the land. Is the Lashon of Ve'alulu. Elul is the Lashon of Chipus. Is Nach B'Sodar Achinu. The Voida of Elul, for starters, maybe it's two nekudas that we'll speak about, is first of all taking stock of where you're holding. And the best way lachar to do that is through limud ha'mussar. How practically will to do that? That we'll speak about in a minute. That's lachar at the beginning. Revolver would say, Shaftim, in this week's parasha, Shaftim is Shaitrin, Titan lachar b'chol sharecho. What's the difference between a Shaftim and a Shaitrin? A Shaftim is a judge, and a Shaitrin is the policeman. The Shaftim is the one that decides the law. And the shaiter, the policeman, is the one that carries it out, l'maisa. If a guy doesn't keep the law, so then you have somebody that's there, the practical. One's more in the theory, one's in the practice. And he says, many things in the world are like that. You have an architect who makes the blueprint, but he's not the contractor, he's not the builder that's actually building it. You have the guy that's making he's in the back, he's the one that's making the plans. And you have the person that puts it into practice. Or you could have a composer who makes a song. And then you have the singer, the orchestra, who plays the song, sings the song. He says, in Ruchnis, you have the same thing. He says, you have the Torah and the mitzvahs and the halacha, which is what he has to do. And then you have Musar, which is the practical of how to implement it. Now, Musar is really shaykh to the mensch. The halacha is the halachis, and the shaykh to the dinim. And the Musar is how the person himself, relating to the person, how he's supposed to get himself to actually be Mekayim the Mitzvahs. Maybe an amazing story that I just saw in one of Yitzchak Zilberstein's books. He has a Sefer Achas Shaalti, which is interesting questions that for the Shabbos table. Many people, and it's on the Parashat Shavuot. So he actually tells a story. At the end, he asks a question on it. But the story is as follows. I think that this is something that it's clear to see that a person through Limud HaMusar or Avodas HaMidos, the way that he would act, and probably the way that he wouldn't act had he not worked on himself. So this is a family went on a trip, and they needed somebody needed the washroom. So they stopped by a restaurant, and they asked the person by the door, the waitress by the door, is it alright to use the bathroom? So she said, sure, no problem. So they went inside to the bathroom, he comes out, and the owner of the restaurant is there, and he is livid. What is going on over here? You can't just come into this restaurant, start screaming, you're just coming in to use the bathroom, that's not where we are over here, we're not a... This is not a rest stop, this is a restaurant, you gotta... I guess he didn't know what to do, because the Maisi got Rishus. And Kinira, the person that gave Rishus, either didn't know, or went against him, but... So now to go ahead, he looked at the waitress, he sees in the corner of her eye, the waitress is listening into the whole conversation, and she started crying. She realized that her job is on the line right now. The kids are... He didn't know what to do. What's he going to do? So, quick thinking, he says, Mapito, if he says that, he didn't want to say that he had Rishos, because then she'd probably lose her job. So quick thinking, he says, what are you talking about? I'm here, I'm gonna buy a meal. And not just myself, my whole entire family is gonna come and eat in the restaurant. And he goes out to the car and he brings in his entire family and they sit down. We're gonna have a meal here. They bring the menu and he sees that the cheapest thing here is in a few hundred shekels. It's not this is an upscale restaurant. It's not like you're buying a fries for 5 shekels. This is it's gonna cost him a pretty penny. Doesn't make a difference. He orders an entire meal for his entire family. B'kitzur HaMaisa, he at the end of the meal, the owner comes over and he gives him the bill, and he opens up the pamphlet with the bill inside, the entire thing, everything that he ordered and the price. So at the end, it's paid for. Paid for. So he says, what's the deal? So he said, listen here, after I spoke to you, I turned around and I saw the waitress was crying. I saw the lady was crying. So I went over to her and I said, what's going on over here? So she said that I realized what happened with this family. I was the one that gave the risha. I realized that my job was on the line. And I can't believe what this family did, that they just ordered an entire meal. Her tears now were tears out of joy that she couldn't. She says, no one in my life ever gave me such respect like this family gave me. That they didn't want to do anything that should cost me my job. She couldn't believe it. Kitzer, he went into the kitchen. He's telling the owner, went into the kitchen. He's telling everybody there. And so he said, this is your bill. This guy says, what do you mean? I ordered an entire meal. I got to pay for it. He says, no, the rules of the restaurant are that we only collect payment from human beings. From Malachim, we don't collect payment. This is the question that Mr. Zilberstein put out there was, what should the person Taka have done? What was his chiv to do? Did he have a chiv to do something? Was he allowed to say? What was buy the book and find out. But this is something that a person realizes that it's going to cost him good money what he's about to do, and depending on lemaisi yad rishos, and if a person doesn't work underneath this, then in economy, well, probably the story for many other people would have ended up, my problem, what are you talking about? This is your problem. You should have told this in the waitress that this is the rules in the restaurant. It's not my problem. Then you scream at the guy. Also be a chil Hashem for this person. Also for cost the lady her job. This is something, this is the implementing lamaisa, the halacha. He thinks, yeah, you're not allowed to be a malshi, you're not allowed to say the lashon hara, you're not allowed to say the, but to put it into lamaisa when it's going to cost you, when it's going to hurt your wallet, that's what Moser does. And that's really the way I think Rabbi Saul would say, Rabbi Saul Salanter says, he says, how do we ma'ir ourselves? He says, chazal or masakah, then we should blow the shofar. Says, but blowing the shofar, unfortunately, maybe in the olden days, Aitoka shofar beir v'amlei ichrodu, that was in the olden days. But nowadays it doesn't work. I was once on my way to Slichus early in the morning, and there was a sonic boom. And there was a plane, one of a fighter jet that was going over and broke the speed barrier, and there was a sonic boom. And it was a massive, I'm just walking in the street, and all of a sudden there's a massive, tremendous boom. A few car alarms went off. Everything starts shaking because it's so. The birds all flew away. Car alarms were going off. Windows were rattling. I said, "That's what we got to have in the morning. This is our Skia Schaefer. If we could only have a sonic boom every day, that would really wake us up." But that reminds me, we don't have. They're not supposed to do it over residential areas. What's the way to wake ourselves up? Says Rabbi Saul Salanter, the way to wake ourselves up is with Liman HaMusar. Liman HaMusar. Now, if you're able to learn Musar, and that's Ma'ir you, tremendous. And a person has to realize also that that's one of the reasons why we learn specifically Shari Tshuva, people learn specifically Shari Tshuva, is of the Chippus that we mentioned, is Shari Tshuva and Shari Shlishi, he goes through all the mitzvahs and all the Rabbanan, all right? And the person should know, where does he stand? Take stock of where you're holding. That's really the Avodas Elul. But any Musar is that way. And a person has to realize that if Shari Tshuva doesn't talk to him, then he should find something else. If Nizil Sharma is good for him, so terrific. It doesn't have to be, even though that's what people do. But a person has to find, Rabbeinu Tam wrote a Sefer Musar called Sefer Yosher. A few Sefer Yoshers of Rabbeinu Tam. There's a Sefer Yosher, Rabbeinu Tam, that's a Sefer Musar. In his Akdome, he writes that, why am I writing a Sefer Musar? L'chair, we have a Chavis Lavavis, who wrote a Sefer, and you can't beat Rabbeinu Bechaya. He says, because it doesn't talk to everybody. For certain people, it's great. It doesn't talk to everybody. In Mamela, every door needs their Sefer. So, if the Chavis Lavavis talks to you, terrific. If it doesn't, go for Sefer Yosher. If Sefer Yosher doesn't talk to you, then go for Mrs. Sharm, go for Arach Tzadikim, go for Rav Dessler, go for anything. But I thought, for those that they tried, and Lamaisa practically Sehelfnisht, the Nekuda is to be Ma'ur of person self. To be Ma'ur himself to Chayvasa Bari Lamai. That's the Nekuda of Musar. And Mamela, Gadol Shimusha Yosem Ilimudai, to take us a Sefer of a biography about a gadol, a biography about a gadol that you can learn from. And even if to spend 5-10 minutes a day learning that, Rabbeinu Zmanim had a little more time. Somebody told me that I should read Rav Trank's biography. It's tremendous, tremendous. If you read the introduction, you read a story. The introduction is a story about somebody that heard about Rav Trank in his way, that he was mitzvah to the people and his chashivas and his respect that he gave to every single person, and how this person, this head counselor, acted with one of the children in the camp in a certain way because of what he said, and he basically saved the kid's life, ruchnis wise. But just to see how a person puts in the limudei haTorah into action, halamaisa, the inyan of the mutzer, which is to take the chiyuvim of the Torah, the, not just the mitzvahs, the ava, the yira, and put it into practice, that's something which is a person could. The second book that I had started on is Reb Noach Weinberg. You could use any sefer really. To see what one person could accomplish. To see Mamish despite, that's one of the things unique about the sefer actually, is that it's different than the standard biography of Agadolim. That it shows all the times that he failed also. How he kept on going though. He opened the yeshiva and it didn't work. He opened the second yeshiva and it didn't work. He opened the third yeshiva and he had to move out of the yeshiva. And he kept on going and he kept on going. I remember when he was sick, I heard that they gave him a list of 100,000 people that he had somehow affected in his life. Tremendous, how one person could, but to keep on going and to realize what a Chavasa Bayilama is, that's really the Nekuda of El. So El, the Nekuda is to be Ma'ur, a person to Chavasa Bayilama. Take stock, where are you going? Are we going in the right way that we want to go? Just like every car needs a tune-up once a year. Everybody understands that you have to send it in for alignment. So to a person's life, for sure needs alignment. And it could be one thing. I know somebody that they told me that after they bought their house, every year they have one project. One year it's putting in new windows, and one year it was switching the screens, and one year it was the flooring that needed it, and one year you can't do everything every year. It's not shy. It's too expensive. They take one project a year, and they upkeep of a house for the course of years. That's what they have to do. That's how it is with the yid. You can't do everything in one year, and don't even try to do everything in one year. But if you could do a little bit this year, a little bit next year, a little bit, the nekuda is to be a ben aliyah. The nekuda is to chayvos avar lama. Where am I trying to go? How am I getting there? And this year will be one thing. Somebody was just telling me that they have an issue. Nothing is kavua in their life. Nothing is kavua. They don't daven at a kavua time. Whenever it is, they wake up. Whenever it is, they remember. Whenever it is, they don't do this. Or that. Nothing is kavua. So take one thing and Marif, that'll be kavua. Set your alarm, that's when you daven, and that'll be kavua. So now he's going to change his whole life? No, but once you start, you got to start from somewhere. The nekuda is not to bite off more you can chew, that's the first nekuda of Elul, is to be ma'uri yourself to chayvas b'ilamai. It's your tune-up, it's your alignment. See, where am I holding, and what do I want to really do with my life? Am I going there? The second nekuda is the story that I heard this past week, actually. Somebody came from a few bachrim in yeshiva, in the Slabatka yeshiva. They came to the mashkiach, and serious bachrim, and really ovdei Hashem, they wanted to work on themselves. They asked the mashkiach, they said, what's the avoidus el? Give us a real avoidah for el. Mashkiach thought, 2 or 3 minutes, and thinking. Turns to him and he says, when you say good morning to your roommate, think that I'm doing a ma'isa chesed. Think, if you can remember, that I'm also doing my sechas. He walked out of Mashkiach's office.
What?
That's what we came for. We thought, you know, maybe he sprays us for a few hours and he receives us of learning for 4.5 hours and something that's serious. That's what. Telling over the story 35 years later, and he said, the godless and the amkis of what the Mashkiach said was tremendous. Not to bite off more than you could do, it's not that. Even the things that you're doing already, the things that you're doing sai, anyhow you're saying good morning, anyhow you're davening, anyhow you're learning, to put the Ribbono Shel Olam into the picture a little bit. Remember that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam also. And it's to do the same things. El is to do the same things that you're doing. Ma'or yourself, if you maybe there are things you're not doing. But even in the things that you're doing to mischazik, and to do it, to bring the Ribbono Shel Olam in, bring the Ribbono Shel Olam into the picture, and the chesed, besides the fact that it makes it much easier, when you're changing a diaper, it's much easier if you think you're doing mitzvah d'oraisa. Or you're helping somebody, you're helping your wife, or you're helping whatever it is that you're doing, or the time that's spent doing things that you would not want to do. If you think about the fact, Reb Noach Weinberg, this I heard from him actually. was in a vod by him. I heard this. I think it might be in the book also. But he said that he would ask which one of his children want to take out the garbage. No, I don't want to take out the garbage. Finally, one takes out the garbage. Afterwards, he would say to him, "Okay, when they came back from the garbage, here's $5. Will you sell me the mitzvah? Will you sell me this mitzvah daraisa of chesed that you just did for $5?
No way.
What? Give them the appreciation that yeah, taking out the garbage is a mitzvah. Taking out even something which seems menial, seems mundane, seems it's a mitzvah daraisa if it's done with the richtiga. Like the Chavetz Chaim told the guy that in the pharmacy, he came once in the middle of the night and there was to the pharmacy to get the medicine. And the pharmacist gave him whatever it is, and afterwards he says, Shkrach. He says, you're a tremendous Baal Chesed. You're giving Chesed to all the... He says, Rabbi, I don't know what you're talking about. I get paid for this. It's not a Chesed. I'm not here to do kindness and charity over here. This is my job. So the Chavetz Chaim, we have Chaval, though. If you're doing it Tzavisai, and you're getting paid Tzavisai, also thinking that you're doing a Chesed. What's so terrible? Mamela, that's also the Nakuda of Elul's. Even the things that we're doing, to put in a little bit of a chesed, think, put the Ribbono Shel Olam into the picture. And the truth is, that is really tshuva. That is what tshuva is. If you look at the Gemara in Daf Yutes, in Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says, Ashrei Ish Yireyes Elokim. In fact, the Gemara, Ashrei Ish V'lei Ashrei Isho. Only Ashrei Ish Yireyes Elokim. Ela Ashrei Mi She'oise Tshuva Kishuhu Ish, says the Gemara. Ashrei, praiseworthy, is the man who does tshuva Kishuhu Ish. Says Rashi, what does it mean? Kishu ish, kishu bocher bekoichoi, shememar lahakir esberoi, lifnei azikno. He's memar lahakir esberoi. What's tshuva? Hakar es aberoi. Tshuva means that you put the Ribbono Shel Olam in. A person does a chet, it's only because he didn't have the Ribbono Shel Olam in his picture. When a person has the Ribbono Shel Olam in his picture, he thinks about where he's going. He thinks that is tshuva. So to put in, you want to work on tshuva, during our El, how do we work on tshuva? Is putting the Ribbono Shel Olam into the picture a little bit. Thinking about, I'm doing a mitzvah. This is tzivui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're right, I have to do a tzivui. You're right, I have to take out the garbage if I want to have good shalom bayis. All the other things, it's also shalom bayis. Tremendous. Ein klimach and broch ela shoyim. Tremendous. To think about these two things, maybe. First of all, take stock of where you're holding. If you can do it all day, must stay for a kavua. Terrific. If you need a godol shimusha yesim elimuda, also great. I think that's a good way for those people that are not going to do the mussar. Is to take a biography and go through it 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day, see what you can learn from it. The second thing is to be mischazik in what you're doing. Do the same things that you're doing, just do it with a little bit more chizik. Louis de Mistafina Amina, we say that El was Rosh Teva is Anila Doin Vidoin Li. And if Kadosh Baruch Hu was closer, Karol Hashem v'chol, we say that Kadosh Baruch Hu was closer to us during Atzeres Mitzvah for sure, and even during Elul, Anila Doin V'Doin Li. Hashem is ask a standard person. He woke up in the morning with Shchedesh Elul. Monday morning, he woke up. Sunday was the very first day. It's actually the 40 days. It's 40 days before Yom Kippur. The first of the 40 days, I want you to know, is the first day of Rosh Chodesh, even though it's Av. The first of the 40 days is Lamed Av. Without that, you don't have 40 days. You woke up Rosh Chodesh Elul, and Anila Doin V'Doin Li. Did you feel different? You felt different? You thought you had that hug from the Ribbono Shel Olam? You felt that closeness? How do you feel it? How do you feel the Anila Doin V'Doin Li? Louis de Mistafina Amina, tried and true. One way that you can feel it is to try to be mischazik in something that you want to be mischazik in. There's a siyata deshmaya that you have during this Yimei HaRatzayim that you do not have during the rest of the year. It's easier to accomplish things. Obviously, you're going to bite off more than you're going to chew. Tzivisai, it's going to be hard. You're not going to be able to. Things that you could do, but you have difficulty doing at other times, to be mischazik in it, you'll see that during Elul, if you try to be mischazik in it, we're not talking about doing a Kabbalah and Yom Kippur v'chul, we're not talking about being mischazik, trying to work on something. If you didn't do it this time, you'll do it next time. Know that you didn't do your Kabbalah. If you're mischazik in these things, you'll see that there's a special siyata d'shmaya during Elul that you don't have during the rest of the year.